Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Betts with Peter Berkowitz. We've worked through, as best we can, the illogic of the ICC at residence at The Hague in Europe, moving to indict, to allege and indict and issue arrest warrants for the Prime Minister of Israel and his former defense minister, based on, as far as I can tell, no evidence, no inspection of evidence, no opportunity for the accused to respond, nothing like that. It all looks like an effort of lawfare. Is that too harsh, Peter, to call this lawfare from the ICC?
I don't think it's too harsh, since the case is exactly as you presented it. The legal grounds are laughable. The selective prosecution is manifest.
And therefore, what is to be done? Do you have recommendations, or have you seen recommendations about Israel? Are they going to respond to this by answering the allegations? Are they going? Is Mr. Netanyahu or Mr. Gallant in a position to actually test the idea that London would arrest him if he traveled there? Do you have anything like that?
I haven't heard about Israel's response. I'm not expecting Yoav Gallant, the former Israeli defense minister, up until maybe 6 weeks ago. And I think Netanyahu right now is too busy running a war and actually dealing with legal charges against himself. But we do have an April 24th letter of this year signed by 12 Republican senators. Chief among them, the leader here, was Senator Tom Cotton. And the senators lay out various actions that the United States could take. And these are actions that would, yes, be coming to the defense of a friend, a partner, Israel, that's enmeshed in a seven-front war that Iran has inflicted on us. But these measures would also advance America's own interest in protecting nation-state sovereignty and the international laws of war. What suggestions do they make? Well, they would end any last indirect support that the United States provides for the international court. They recommend, the 12 Republican senators, they recommend direct sanctions of court members and their associates, and they recommend barring the prosecutor, the judges, from coming to the United States and any members of their family. That would be a good start. And it's worth remembering these 12 Republican senators put forward these proposals back in April when they were in the minority. But come January, they will be in the majority in the Senate. Republicans will be in the majority in the House. Donald Trump will be in charge of the White House. And one of the 12 senators who signed the Cotton letter, Marco Rubio, will be Secretary of the State. I would expect movement against the rogue ICC.
Finally, Peter, 30 seconds. I'm profoundly disappointed in the British government. That's mother country. Have we lost it, Peter? Is it gone?
I won't say it's gone, but it's in deep, deep trouble. My friends in Britain, who know what Britain has long stood for, are deeply concerned by the conduct of their prime minister, not only in this sphere. Let's put it this way. Britain has a long way to go to return.
Peter Berkowitz, writing for Real Clear Politics. He's at the Hoover Institution.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're hearing from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to the Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.